from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And the heat wave continues. We may hit 90 again today. Looks like we'll do that again tomorrow. And yesterday we got into the mid-90s. Felt like 100 degrees. And we got a lot going on again this hour. Larry Richard with one of our team members. He's a political analyst among many hats that he wears. Lenny McAllister's in studio. Good morning, Lenny.
Good morning, kind sir. How are you?
We got a lot to talk about.
As always.
Yeah, there's been a lot of movement in that world. right now, though, we want to welcome the superintendent of Pittsburgh Public Schools, Dr. Wayne Walters. Doc, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy to be here.
Yeah, this is the first day for the kindergartners, right? So we had all the students and Pittsburgh Public outside of the young kids started on Monday, and you're out traveling around, I would imagine, visiting different classrooms, right?
Yes, yes. Today we officially welcome the class of 2038.
Oh, wow. 2038. In the meantime, yesterday you had the 37 school facilities that had to be on a half day because of the heat. Where do we stand in terms of today and tomorrow and looking into the future here with this heat wave we've had?
Well, Larry, it's a reality that we have to face. You know, all of our buildings are not fully air conditioned. And so you may hear as early as tomorrow, we may have to make some decisions with the heat. We wanted to make sure that we could start kindergarten today for those students and families who have been eagerly awaiting this day. But you know, tomorrow we have some challenges with the heat as well, and we know that we can't make everyone happy with every decision we make. But, you know, for the safety of our staff and our students, you know, that's what's the driver. And so sometimes it's inconvenient. We try to do the best we can, but those decisions we have to make.
Yeah, you sit in a tough role. There's no question, because you have to make a lot of tough decisions. Is there any way, though, or any plans of the future that you're aware of to, you know, get those buildings up to you know, this situation where you wouldn't have to worry about air conditioning?
Yeah, so fortunately, we've been looking for opportunities, and we do have a grant that we received that just gave us a Phase 1 Renew America School Prize from the United States Department of Energy. And also, it unlocks the potential for up to $15.3 million in funding and implementing critical infrastructure upgrades at 20 of our schools. So the $15.3 million is not automatic, but it awards the potential to get that money and to get access. And we continually look for grants and opportunities to try to move that money. But even the five schools that we've worked on in air conditioning, either in the beginning or in the spring, had a price tag of over $30 million. So it's not a cheap expenditure to air condition our 90-plus year old buildings.
Yeah, and I know, and you're also in the midst of talking through proposals to shut some schools, and you're getting public feedback now through that process. How long a process will this be, Dr. Walters?
So next week, right after Labor Day, we have three more sessions around our community to get engagement. Then our consultant will present final recommendations to the board, and then it opens up another wave of public comment that may lead us into the new year before the board makes a formal decision about the direction that we go in. But whatever it is, know that it is about creating equitable spaces for our students, looking at our facilities and the amenities that we have to really bring the best education for students, and really serving those families and students to the best that we can.
And again, this doesn't affect this year. A lot of parents, when they heard this initially, were a little panicked, thinking, what schools are going to close? That's not happening today, correct?
That is correct. And even when the decision is made, we are looking at a phased approach. So it will not be just a one and done for our full district, because we know that certain decisions have to be made, certain plans have to be executed. And so there's a lot of thinking and planning once the decision has been made that goes into it that is not, it is not automatic.
And finally, Doc, when will you make the decision for a half day tomorrow?
If we do, you will hear something probably later this afternoon or early this evening by the evening news.
All right. You have some weather guru you reach out to, right?
You can call it that.
Well, I'd like to invite you.
We're doing the best we can, Larry.
I understand. And when you settle in, we'd love to have you come in the studio and spend some time with us, if you would, in the future.
Would be my pleasure.
I appreciate you, Doc. Thanks for taking time. I know it's a busy day for you and especially the kindergartners, so thank you.
Sure. Have a great day, everyone.
That is Superintendent Dr. Wayne Walters with Pittsburgh Public Schools, and as you heard, they'll make that decision about a half day for tomorrow, later this afternoon. So, Lenny, did you go to a school that had air conditioning?
I went to the school in the 70s, so you can only imagine the answer to that question. I mean, back then it was propping open the windows that would kind of lean out on a 45-degree angle, and you just did the best you could.
I went to a Catholic grade school, so we had the nuns who were in the full habits.
Yes, they were. I went to Catholic school, too, so yes, they were. They were like Mike Tomlin at training camp.
That's funny. We used to laugh because no one was hotter than them. Their dresses went to the floor.
Yes.
We used to joke that the principal coming down the hall, you could never see her feet. She just floated like an air hockey.
And they were always where you didn't think they were going to be.
Oh, yeah. We have similar stories in that regard. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to Lenny. There's been the yin and yang of this campaign, and it continues because Donald Trump will be in Johnstown tomorrow. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris here on Monday. Lenny McAllister in studio with me on the Big Kim Morning Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.